We've seen the availability architectures for all of our service tiers, but there's a few more things to consider, such as Azure SQL zone redundancy and the SLA that we provide. Now, if we start with zone redundant configuration, what you're seeing on the right is the business critical architecture, but set up for zone redundancy. Now, today, this is only available in a business critical service tier, and it's also free. And to enable it, it's really just a toggle of a button in the portal. So let's take a look at what's different between this and just what you saw before for the business critical architecture. What you're seeing on the right is you see three AZs, AZ1, AZ2, and AZ3. AZ1, that stands for an availability zone. So what this basically means is in a region, there are multiple availability zones. So this could be, think of it as a different campus in a same region or a different building in a same region. So you're able to separate your replicas from a disaster recovery standpoint. So if something goes out in one data center, you're not left without anything because your replicas are spread across these three availability zones. Now you might be wondering, okay, what do I have to set up to do this? Because you see Azure Traffic Manager. But the great news is, similar to a gateway, Azure Traffic Manager is actually going to be the one that points you to the different zones, and then the gateway in order to get that information to do the redirect proxy connection, very similar to how you saw in Business Critical before. So zone redundancy is a great way to get that extra level of availability. But one thing to consider is that if you have really latency sensitive OLTP applications, you might want to make sure this is a good fit for you because that sync to a secondary still must occur.
Now, as part of our availability story for Azure SQL, Anna just showed you how to go further with zone redundancy, is a service level agreement. This is actually a contract we have with you as you sign up for a subscription for Azure SQL deployments. And we make guarantees for the availability of your deployments. And if we violate these agreements, there's actually Azure service credits involved back to your subscription, your billing as part of the scenario. So we have a big incentive to make sure that we keep you highly available. And you can see here on the left-hand side in service tiers, various different SLAs thought of in terms of nines. You probably heard this term before about nines or half nines. And you can see here, depending if you've picked on general purpose, or business critical, or even hyperscale options, the different nines of uptime that we guarantee through our SLAs. I mean, if you've seen this before in the industry, you know, for example, a 4-9 scenario results in a little under an hour total of downtime throughout a calendar year. But notice here that if you go further, like what Anna talked about with zones and business critical, we can give you 4.5 nines, which is almost like about 28 minutes or so of downtime an entire year. That's an amazing story. And industry leading here for Azure SQL in the space. Now, on the right-hand side, we talk about continuity. We're the only database vendor out there actually giving SLAs on recovery point objectives, on getting your data from any kind of data loss scenario, and recovery time objectives for the time it takes to get back. And Business Critical gives you these different SLAs of RPO and RTO. So, you know, we showed you built-in availability for the different tiers, and if you want to go further for availability, Anna talked about zone redundancy with availability zones in the business critical space, and we also talked about the different service level agreements we give you from a perspective of either 4-9s, 4.5-9s, and even RPO and RTO objectives. Another great story about the built-in availability capabilities of Azure SQL. We'll see you in the next video.